Hello, bonjour, welcome back to episode 6. Today, the episode is all about taking advantage of closed doors, and those doors are essentially relationships, friendships, jobs, careers, you know, fucking you name it, closed door, open doors, you know, everything to do with opportunities and taking that leap of faith and doing what you can in order to get the most out of life, honestly. So before I get into everything today, I guess I've just recently got a new job as admin and reception, and I can eventually move into personal training hopefully as well, because it's in sort of the same company. And yes, I'm really excited about that. I start that tomorrow. You will be listening to this on Tuesday, and I'm recording this on a Monday, so I'll be at work when you're listening to this, hopefully. And I haven't really been doing much, just focusing on getting shit done for the job and getting the podcast done. I'm trying to monetize everything at the moment and just get shit back on track and trying to really open up new opportunities for myself, to be honest. So I'm just going to go straight into the episode today, the topic, and I might start with a quote, actually. So the quote is, your current situation is giving you an opportunity to reevaluate what you want. And that is essentially telling you that you can decide and control everything in your life. And if you want change, you can make change, and you can do anything that you fucking want ever, ever, ever. Change. Opportunity is up to you. And I guess in relation to that quote and to relation to this topic, it lies between what you want and how you want to do it and what you don't want in your life. So essentially, I'm just going to be talking about taking the advantage of the lesson at hand and avoiding to dwell on what was and sort of guiding what can be and what your opportunities could be, and how to open those opportunities up for yourself. So I think the first thing that I'm going to go into is probably the opportunities of closed doors for relationships, like romantic or just a friendship. I'm just going to list them off. So taking time for yourself to like work on yourself and to progress the love for yourself and the dedication that you should have to yourself and in your life. Like you have your own life, and no one really can depict it other than you. You have control, and if you ever feel like you don't have control, just remember it's literally your life. Like, you can say and do whatever the fuck you want, and if you're afraid to be judged by that, then sort of grow up and just remember no one else is in your position. Someone has it worse, someone has it better. Everyone is focusing on themselves because they're jealous or they're insecure. And just fucking grow the fuck up and live your life as you should and as you want to. And it's not a big deal. Anyway, moving priorities up the list. So such as uni, or like if you break up with someone, focus on what you actually want to do with yourself. Like, do you want to meet new friends? Do you want to meet new people that you might have a romantic relationship with? Do you want to start a new job? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to... Example of this, someone messaged me the other day and they recently broke up with their long distance partner and they're still talking on and off. And actually, this is a few people that I know, and they still have connection with their ex or whatever. And it's like, if you're not going to at least try and move on, like moving on includes ending all connection and all contact with those people. Like, they're not in your life. If you've broken up, like, that should be it. That should be the deadline to when you start a new chapter of your life. Like, anything that ends should start a new chapter, start a new door, start a new opportunity. And if you're not taking advantage of those things, you're always going to be dwelling on the past and dwelling in that person who did exist while they were with your ex, or like while you were with your ex, that is someone else. Now you are someone who doesn't have anyone to rely on and doesn't have to do anything by any means for this other person that they have in their lives. Yes, you have friends, yes, you have
whatever, family members and stuff like that, that you do have, I guess, responsibility of keeping the connection and the relationship. But you literally do not have to do anything that you don't want to do. And you can meet who you want. You can do what you want. If that person is toxic or that person is, I guess, obsessive and, I guess, likes to, like, I don't really know what I'm trying to say right now, but meet new people, opportunities to have a variety of social activities, like exploring your sexuality if you want to, giving more time to your friends and family and reflecting on what you like and what you don't like. There's so many things you could be doing instead of dwelling on the past and dwelling on what that relationship was. It's over. Like if you break up with someone and you don't think that it's ever going to be again, but you still miss the life that you had with them or you miss the life that could have been, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to keep digging a hole and the dirt is just going to keep falling in if you keep fucking thinking about it. So the way to stop thinking about, I guess I'll go into that a bit more later. I'm just going to keep going on to what you actually sort of should be thinking about and why you should be thinking about them. So depending on the health of the relationship, whether it's toxic or healthy, or whether it's like mediocre, I guess between toxic and healthy, like there are some toxic traits, there are some healthy traits, there's things that you needed to work on, etc., etc., things that may have not been acknowledged, things that have been acknowledged. You can take away healthy lessons and unhealthy things to avoid in future relationships, and sort of to decide what you want in your next relationship, whether it's your friend or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. And it's just another thing, don't date another fucking cook chook or befriend another cook chook. Like, the lessons that you should be taking away from people are what you don't like about certain things, like certain personality traits, or you don't like about certain behaviours, or, you know, their priorities are fucking maybe smoking weed and then doing their job and then that's it. And then there's you. Or there might be uni, you know, working on themselves, then you, and then whatever else comes after that. Obviously, you have family and friends and all of that shit as well. So just remember to, it's sort of like taking care of what you know as red flags and also acknowledging what is and what isn't red flags and green flags. So toxic behaviours of your partner or friend or yourself even, manipulation, uncertainty of the relationship, like of what they want or if they like you, if they don't like you, gaslighting, unhealthy communication, unnecessary jealousy, cheating. I guess the healthy behaviours would be like healthy communication, like, for example, like communicating about issues, insecurities, past trauma, ways to be more attentive, what your love languages are, what you don't like versus what you do. So like relationships are a lesson, sort of a blessing in disguise, to be honest. And you should not ever regret what you've done or who you've been with, or like there's no wasted time. It's all either a lesson or an opportunity to learn. And it's a way to move forward and live your life and more lives and more chapters. If you've broken up with someone, like if something's ended in your life, it's giving you the opportunity to be better and to change your life and to be a different, go down a different pathway. Like, just help yourself out of just, oh, it's something like I'm really passionate about. If you're stuck in this mentality that you know, you want to be with your boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, but they don't want to be with you, then there's obviously no fucking chance you're ever going to be with them. So move the fuck on. And if they're long distance, let's say, and you've broken up with them and you're so happy and you're learning and you're growing together and, you know, whatever, and whatever's come between, if you really think that that could work again, go for it. But if you need to have a hard look at yourself and a hard think about it, if you think it's not going to work, but yet you still want to dwell and you still want to live the life that you could have, and you still are like, oh, I really want to be with that person, I miss him. Of course you're going to miss him. You're with him 24/7 or you're always talking to him. You've got to give yourself a chance to cut that connection off, cut that contact, and then you'll eventually start healing and then you'll eventually stop thinking about them. Yes, you might think about them, what, once a week or once a month or once a year, whatever, but you will eventually stop thinking about them and stop. They're not existent in your life anymore, so why should you think about them? Everything that you ever did was a lesson, and everything that you ever will do will be a lesson and a memory. Yes, you can look back on things that you liked, and you're always going to remember the good stuff if it was more good than bad, because you're missing them because you want to be with them. So you're never going to think about the bad shit that ever happened, or the bad shit behaviors, or toxic, just anything, to be honest. And if you're really, if you're that toxic person and you acknowledge that, you either need to work on yourself, go see a fucking therapist, and be consciously aware of your behaviors. If you think you have nothing wrong with your behavior, and yet like people ask or tell you that it's toxic, psychopathic or sociopathic, then you probably are one of those things, and that you probably need to go see someone if you want to better yourself and become healthy and actually have healthy relationships, I guess you could say. Breakups are just, all in all, it's a time to take advantage and choose new people, choose new experiences, new habits, new spaces. You change yourself to benefit you in the future and now. The past is now a lesson. It's not a reality whatsoever. It's not a fucking reality whatsoever. It's gone. It's dusted. Fucking kick it to the curb. Don't be a cooked dud and just fucking let it go. Don't reminisce. Don't reflect. Yes, sure, reflect, but you need to distract yourself in the time of healing, as well as you either need to sit in it, dwell on it for a day, take a day, dwell on it. Next day, move the fuck on. I remember when I had this massive, it was last year, I was with my ex or whatever, and I found out something and I confronted him about it, and the next day, and it was like I bawled my eyes out for hours and hours that night, and I, you know, it was fine. And the next day I felt like a new person. I felt like I could do anything. I felt like, yep, this is when I'm really moving on now, like, because I needed that to know whether that was true or not, because I sort of felt like it was a lie about why and how the breakup was, like what it was about and stuff like that. So the next day I literally went for a walk at 6 a.m. with my dog, and I felt amazing. And I spent the whole day with my parents, and I was just like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? And then I met, and then not even like a week later, I guess, I met Liam. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm ready for this. Let's go. And I think if you're not ready for something, you will know. You'll either question it a lot. And I don't know, things are either easy or they're hard, and it should not be hard with someone. I think relationships should not be hard in the way of the dynamic. I guess it's, you know, behaviors, toxic behaviors. It should not be realistic, and I think that you should always strive for something that either benefits you or is reciprocated. And it's fine if it's like a fling or a one night stand or just like casual sex or something like that. That's fine if it's reciprocated and you talk about it. But once one person only reciprocates, like once one person either likes you and you don't like them, it's time to fucking cut the leash, because you're wasting time, you're wasting people's time. And you're actually probably putting a lot of stress and trauma onto them they probably don't even need. So it's really up to you to decide what is good for you and what is good for the other person as well. But you should always take it upon yourself if you are feeling ready or not ready. You should always decide that, and then you should decide what you're going to do with the relationship or whatever it is. Moving on in relationships, I have a few questions actually I'm going to answer. Is getting under someone else healthy to get over someone else? I think speaking in the terms of one night stands and casual sex and all that sort of stuff, what I just said before, if it's reciprocated and you're fine with the casual sex and friends with benefits or whatever the fuck that is, or a one night stand, that's fine. As soon as someone else catches feelings, though, as soon as someone in that, I guess, agreement starts catching feelings, that's when it's not okay. And that's when either you need to reciprocate your feelings or tell them at least what you feel. It's really up to you. If you don't, if you're feeling a certain way, you need to either tell them, or you need to say it out loud, or I guess ghosting has such like a bad rep, but if they don't live near you, or if they don't live in the same town, or you're never going to see them again, I guess it depends on the respect that you sort of have and what your guilt conscious, what your conscience is like. If you want to ghost someone and they don't live in the same town as you and they don't, you know, you're never going to see them again, sure. But if you are, and if you do have respect and you do have some sort of level of, like, if you would want them to do that to you, if you would want someone to ghost you, I guess you would do it. But if you wouldn't want that, then I guess you wouldn't do it, would you? So it's really, it's something that you really need to think about, is what goes around comes around. And if you want that in your life, if you want someone to ghost you, ghost someone. But if you don't, do it with respect and probably tell them how you feel and what's going to happen. And if it gets out of hand, then just ghost them. Once you tell them, that's all you need to do. You don't need to answer questions. You don't need to do anything. You just stop right there. You cut it off once you've told them. That's fine. Do you cut off all communication? Yes. I think to give you every reason to eventually stop thinking about them, and like cutting off memories, like deleting your photos, deleting memories that you might have in your Snapchat or your Instagram or whatever, Facebook, do not find a single ounce of them. If you're someone that likes to dwell on the past, then you're probably not moving forward very fast at all. So I think, especially contacts, you need to delete their number, you need to delete their Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, unless you've had some mutual agreement or some mutual friendship, and that you've sort of reciprocated where you are and what you want to do and what you don't want. As soon as that line, if that line has been crossed where you've had an agreement of like, don't text me, don't call me, don't ask me how I'm going and like that, if you both reciprocated that and one person crossed the line, I think that's when you need to be like, I'll either give you another chance or I'm blocking you because I don't want to speak to you or see you, or I want to be able to move forward eventually within the next few months, so I don't want to talk to you or whatever. If you have that sort of line of agreement and they, someone crosses it, I think that's when you need to stop. Like, that's just a sort of scenario that might happen. But if you have a bad breakup or whatever, or you have a bad friendship or that you want to sort of move on from it, fucking delete everything that you have of them. You'll no longer want to speak to them, think about them. Like, eventually you'll forget about them, and then you'll just remember how far you've come since, you know, like, you've always growing. So you'll always be like, oh, I haven't thought of that person in a while. Oh, good on me. I can do that for another 6 months, you know? Like, you will eventually be able to lead the life of without them, without their existence. So it's just a matter of how much you actually want to give yourself to move on. And if you want to fucking guilt trip yourself or guilt trip them or whatever, then you're a bit toxic. Sorry, love, but you're a bit fucking toxic. And if you want to hang on to messages, I think that is a major problem, because you'll always keep going through them and you'll always miss the good stuff. You'll never miss the bad stuff unless you're thinking in a bad, in a, like, if you're looking for something negative. Like, this is what Sam said the other day. If you think about all the shit things about someone, you'll probably change your mind and be like, ew, I don't ever want to fucking speak to that person again. I think that's sort of what I did. And I kind of had to, because it wasn't, like, in hindsight, it was not a healthy relationship whatsoever, like, with my exes, I guess. So social media, phone numbers, messages is kryptonite to moving on. Like, you will not move on, like, completely if you have all of these things that remind you of them or just give you small tokens of who they used to be and what your life used to be. You'll never move on. So can I just say, the advantages of being single, hashtag freedom, you could do whatever you want, meet whoever you want, explore whatever you want. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, freedom from someone who you don't even see yourself with in the long run, or if you do, all you can do is tell them and then it's up to them. But you should never wait around for someone to tell you how they feel back to you, ever. Move on. You'll never. So many people have this fucking shit going on. If you think that someone's eventually going to come around, going to see you, stop being a dumb bitch, or fucking just They will never, if they haven't done it in a week, they'll probably never fucking do it. They'll never talk to you. They'll never come and see you. They'll never visit you. They will never actually want to come and meet up with you. Ever. It's just, it's like a game. It's like, eeny, meeny, miny, miny. Like, it's just, don't waste your fucking time with someone that you don't even see in your life. Like, really think about it. If you do, yeah, what I said, tell them, but that's all you can do. Once it's done, you're moving on. It's easier said than done, but if you're brave enough, you might actually just change your fucking life and change the completely, have a completely opposite path to where you're going. And if you meet someone, oh, this is another question. What if you meet someone shortly after a breakup and you don't know whether they're ready or not, whether you're ready or not? I think if you're questioning whether you're ready or not, you probably are not ready. If you're like, fuck yeah, this is so good, you know, like this flags, green flags, you know, I'm really enjoying this company, I'm really enjoying their time with them and blah, 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 then you're probably ready. If you're not questioning whether you're ready or not, then you're probably ready to make that next step. Like, I'm a bit of a serial monogamist, I would say, because I have been in a relationship quite frequently in the last, and they've been like long, I guess short term, but they've been like over a year, at least a year. And then I meet someone, I'm like, fuck, this person's amazing and whatever. I haven't really felt like that except for Liam. I felt just like something to do with, that sounds really bad, but I think that in hindsight, I haven't actually felt ready with my other relationships, I guess, except for Liam. I think that's when I was like, yeah, this is what I deserve. This is what I want. This is, you know, hopefully what he deserves and blah, 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 blah. The rest was sort of, you know, like obviously I was learning, I was growing. I don't regret them at all and I don't think they're a waste of time at all. And I'm not saying that I didn't have feelings towards any of them. I just think that I finally sort of gauged where I was at and I sort of knew how I felt straight away. I wasn't questioning anything whatsoever. So that's a really good thing to look out for. If you're not questioning yourself, if you're questioning yourself, red flag. With that, what you want, red flag, wave it, fucking red flag. Another question is, what if you get into a really beneficial reciprocated relationship, but you know you still have some leftover resentment for your ex? It is normal and it's okay. I mean, like, work out why and remember that they no longer exist in your life. So all you, like, this is what I said, just take it as a fucking lesson and now apply it to every other fucking relationship in your life. Like, take it as a lesson. You don't actually have to refer to them as a lesson every time. You just refer to, oh, I've been through this and this is how it worked last time. So I don't want to do this time. I want to change it. I want to be different. I want to make it better. I want it to benefit both of us. I want it to be reciprocated. This applies to like any situationship as well, like someone you're not actually dating or seeing, or like it's just casual or whatever. Like, this applies to anyone in any sort of situation like that. Now I'm going to move on to jobs or like things that you do for your career, I guess. So depending on your job, I guess we'll start with that. Depending on why you're getting fired or if you are quitting, I guess we'll start with getting fired. If you know why you're getting fired, accept it and move on. Like, there's probably nothing you can do if you're getting fired. If you don't know why, or if you know why you've been given less shifts or whatever, ask at least once. Ask why at least once. And if it's worth fighting for and if it's worth re-engaging, like if you can convince your boss or whatever that you can do better or that you've just been off and you can do better, have a go. But try at least once. Just try once. And if you think it's worth staying, stay and work it out. But if it's something that you are, if you have less shifts or if you've just been sort of given, I guess, less respect or less, like the dynamic in the entire company or the entire business is just shit, I think is it worth staying? Is the money worth having? Just fucking leave. Cut your losses. it's most likely not worth it if it's dodgy, or if you're unhappy, or if you don't get along with anyone, or if you don't actually enjoy what you're doing. Don't be a fucking cook chook, or don't let anyone else be cook chook towards you. You have the right and the control over who you want to be, who you want to work with, who you want to, like, what you want to do. If it's worth fighting for, stay, fight for it, but don't bother too much if it's no one's listening. Things that you can think about that are closed doors that maybe you haven't realized, I guess, interviews that you haven't heard back from, or that you've, like, yeah. So I had an interview, I think I've only ever not heard back from one interview, and it was just for some job as a bartender, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then I got the job at the place that I quit, actually, which was probably shit, but I got the opportunity to do what I actually wanted to do, and I did it, and I actually gained a lot of experience from it. And then by the end of it, I thought, you know, this isn't worth it. I'm not getting any shifts because my unavailability was, like, whatever. And it was dodgy, and it was, like, you know, they didn't pay the award wage. They actually ripped a lot of people off. They still haven't paid my super, and yeah, just things like that are not worth it. Like, if they treat you like shit, it's not worth it. It is, you could be so much happier somewhere else. And also, this is a question that you could probably ask yourself. Are you putting all your eggs into one basket? Just think about it. So if you got one job, and if you forgot, you know, one friend, and as soon as you lose those things, you sort of spiral out of control. And I think that once you know, yes, you have to start with one thing at a time. However, branching out and finding new things that you like, and finding, you know, if you don't particularly enjoy your job, or if you know that you won't be there long term, always seek for more jobs, and seek where you can get a job, and, you know, talk to people, sort of, what's it called? Connect with, it's not the word that I'm looking for, but connect with different people, different companies, you know, talk to them about what they do and why they do it. And, you know, you end up figuring out what you like and what you don't like. And yes, that all takes experience and learning, and maybe you want hands-on experience in a certain place or a certain category of job, or, you know, a different industry or whatever, but you always should branch out and never have all your eggs in one basket. I guess you should always just be learning new skills and trying to figure out what skill you want to learn next if you're not in a long-term job, if you're casual, just things like that. And, you know, the disadvantages to leaving something that, like, a closed door is probably zero to zero. Like, there's probably not much disadvantage to it at all. Like, maybe you don't get a reference from a job, a business or whatever, but do you really want a job, like, a reference from a shitty job? Probably not. And I guess the closed door of having no reference is going out and finding a good, decent person, or someone that you actually you can actually connect with and actually get a reference off. It's just things like that can do so much for you. I'm going to talk about COVID-19 a little bit. The closed doors that came with COVID for a few people. So there was this one girl that she wanted to go to Italy to be a nanny, and for family, and they obviously banned travel very early on in 2020, and she actually found a family in her local community that she looks after, and she's apparently never been happier and does not dream of leaving them to go to Italy. It's just weird things like that, that life is so unpredictable and you never know what you're going to like until you try it. And I think that's one thing that she really learned, is don't put all your eggs in one basket. You've got backups, you've got options, you've got opportunity if you want it. And even so, that was, like, I'm really happy for her. And I think that it's just so bizarre how life changes, and what you actually didn't think you'd want to do, and now that you've, like, you'll never leave and you'll never actually want to go to Italy. Like, she might actually want to do that, but for the time being, like, she wouldn't dream of it. Like, she wouldn't actually go if she had the opportunity. So another thing is traveling to see family and friends. So with all the border restrictions and, you know, you can't leave Australia and you probably can't really get in at the moment. Yes, it sucks, but there are some benefits to waiting and focusing on different things to keep you occupied, like work on yourself, work on your hobbies, your side hustles, earning enough money to spend a few weeks with them to make up the time, like earning enough money to go overseas or go to Sydney or Perth or Darwin or fucking Catherine, wherever you want to go. Just do what you can in order to exceed once you have crossed the boundaries, like the border, I guess you could say. And just finding different ways of doing your job, I guess, to the restrictions in place, finding different ways to do your hobby or your side hustle, etc. And I guess not getting enough hours at a certain job, allowing time for what you actually like. If you don't get enough hours at a certain job, or if you're actually not, if you don't have that many friends, you have so much time to go meet new people and go and find another job or find, have spare time to do things that you actually like. And, you know, you may even want to go out and get a second job that may offer more hours and more opportunity to what you actually want to do. It's like, I just got a job and it's just administration at reception, and I can actually go into, once I finish my personal training, I can go into the company as a personal trainer and do shit like that. So it's just like little things that eventually will help you and benefit you in the long run. To sum up everything that I've said, and for you guys to take the main equation away, is every closed door leads to an open door, but every closed door is never ever actually closed. There's always slightly open, just like a millimeter or a centimeter. There is always opportunity in a closed door. So please take that away, and please remember, with your relationships, with your jobs, anything that ends, there's always more life to it, and there's always something that you can take opportunity from and make it even bigger. So thank you guys, that's all I have time for those people that are overseas, that live in like Hungary and Belgium and Greece and America and Canada and fucking wherever else this has taken me and you guys listen from. Thank you so much. I hope you love it, and I hope you keep listening. Yeah, enjoy your week, guys. Bye.